With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is condemning it as a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. The senator referring to a plea deal with three of the men accused of plotting the 2001 terror attacks. Under the agreement, they will plead guilty in exchange for the death penalty being taken off the table. Former President Trump's appearance yesterday before the National Association of Black Journalists devolved into a back and forth over Vice President Harris's racial identity and questions about her qualifications.
It's a direct question, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, as some Republicans
really don't
have said?
Know. I mean, I really don't know. Could be.
That President Biden did promise to choose a black woman as his running mate, Vice President Harris was a no-show at that black journalist convention. Also at SRNNews.com, a state funeral in Iran for a terrorist leader killed by Israel. The BBC's Kasra Naji says thousands turned out in Tehran.
They are genuinely shocked by what has happened yesterday in Iran. Of course, they are as supporters of the Iranian regime, the Iranian government, but nevertheless genuinely taken back as to what has happened. He was an ally of Iran, an important one, and he was killed right in the heart of the capital, which speaks to a major security failure on the part of Iran's intelligence agencies.
And Israel is confirming the death in a Gaza airstrike last month of the leader of the Hamas military wing. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 49 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 94 points. This is SRN News. The word abortion will be missing on a ballot in New York this fall.
It's notable because the proposed amendment to New York's Constitution is intended to protect abortion rights. The reason the word abortion might not even appear on the ballot is due in part to disagreements about what the so-called Equal Rights Amendment would actually do if passed. The state's Board of Elections decided that rather than try and interpret the amendment, they would simply repeat its somewhat unclear language in material given to voters. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
One of the youngest Nazarene churches on the planet is located in Luxembourg, and it's seen as encouraging growth in recent years. It was founded in 2017 with Sunday services held in an apartment. Today, worship services are held in multiple languages, and the congregation engages in various activities with Christians from different countries. The goal was to share the gospel in a country where people often live comfortable lives and God's presence can be forgotten. SRN News. Well, before you make that sandwich,
the popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Jarrett, Virginia plant. It follows an earlier recall of more than 200,000 pounds of sliced deli poultry and meat. The new items include meat intended to be sliced at delis, as well as some packaged meat and poultry products. Two people have died and nearly three dozen have been sickened in 13 states. Keith Peters reporting.
Tropical storm Carlotta has formed in the eastern Pacific, but it's moving away from Mexico. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says a tropical depression has been upgraded to the tropical storm. Swells generated by the storm expected to affect the coast of west-central mainland Mexico starting today. More details, SRNNews.com.